A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, December 31st, 2021. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home this Friday, the last Friday this year, which is December the 31st. Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we are still broadcasting from our homes.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the year 2021. And the new year.
This year ends on a very sad note following the death of 30 Zimbabweans who succumbed to COVID-19 today. This prompted the President Emmerson Mnangagwa to extend the level 2 COVID-19 lockdown by another 2 weeks. The government says COVID-19 is wreaking havoc in the country.
Almost 5,000 Zimbabweans, including some top government officials, have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year. The COVID-19 pandemic became the most topical issue in Zimbabwe this year.
There were other deaths not related to COVID-19, which includes the death of top football administrator Dumiso Gumede, boxer Taurai Rimunya, businesswoman Beauty Mpofu, who founded CCB's kitchen restaurant, Maggie Ndlovu, who was allegedly killed by her husband in Nyaman Ndlovu, and also not forgetting our very own from Studio 7, former Studio 7 reporter Sandra Nyaira, passed on earlier on this year, and also Peter Banga passed on, who was known as Safari Njema, to our Studio 7 listeners. And we also lost one of our resource people, Adewa Mavinga, a human rights activist, who also passed on.
And football greats who passed away this year include Meshack Marimo, David Mandikora, Ernest Sibanda, and Joe Mukabe. May their souls rest in peace.
And on the political front, tussles for the MDC alliance continued this year with Douglas Monzora taking the name from Nelson Chamisa. It still remains to be seen what Chamisa will do next.
And some people ended the year in style with war veteran Javlan Sibanda bouncing back in politics. He's the new chairperson of the Bulawayo province of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He was expelled from the party for allegedly undermining the integrity of the late former President Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace Mugabe.
There were other notable achievements. One of them is what was done by Maggie Ndlovu, a professional cyclist who took his bike and traveled all the way from Johannesburg to Bulawayo to raise awareness about COVID-19 and the dangers of COVID-19.
And as Zimbabwean Sirizani Butau has become a household name after he rescued some people from a burst in flames along the Harare-Mutare Road. About 5 people perished in that incident.
Yes, Gibbs, I actually had the opportunity to chat with Mr. Butau on WhatsApp, but he said he couldn't give an interview as he is still recuperating. But he said all that he did, the strength that he did, he got from God. Another Zimbabwean, Joseph Namaisa, shot and killed 3 robbers who invaded his home in Harare. One of them was a member of the Zimbabwe National Army.
And let's not forget that the Zimbabwe Warriors team is currently in Cameroon for the Africa Cup of Nations finals. The team performed dismally in the World Cup qualifiers. There we are, Marvelous. Kunjalo ke sulukandaba namhla ke ku Live Talk sikhuluma ngokwenzakale ngomnyaka 2021 lokunye ke ongani kuyenzakale kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa sikhangela ezemidlalo, sikhangela ukubhubha kwabantu lokunye okutshiyeneyo, siyakwazi ukuthi okuningi konke lokhu kwenziwe COVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abaningi ababhubhe lamhla bebulawa COVID-19 bafika 30 yamajuma amathathu. Kube sokusithi ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubonile ukuthi COVID-19 leyi lokhu memetheka ngamandla kwale Zimbabwe, wasesithi ke i-lockdown le khona kumele ukuthi iyengezwe ngamaviki amabili. So ke uthi ke yavoka itwalisa nzima abantu i-COVID-19 njengoba ke kukhanya namanje ilokhu memetheka ngamandla. Xa sesikhangela ke okwethulwe ngabezempilakahle bathi abantu bafika 5,000 bulewe umkhuhlane lo sukusela nyakenye. Lokhu ke kugoqela iziphathamandla zikahulumende siyakhumbula sibili uretired brigadier general omunye wangkhona uzimonde kuzobuya ke lo mnumzana Sibusiso Moyo omunye phela wakhumbula ngesikhathi sekhula phana kusenzakala kwele Zimbabwe nguye phela ohamba ku ZBC wafika ukuthi sokulento enje lenje so ngabanye babantu abathethwe yi-COVID-19 so siyabona ukuthi i-COVID-19 sibili ibe ludubo olunye olumangalisayo abanye abantu ke ababhubhe phandle kwe-COVID-19 singathi ke kulo baba uNdumiso Gumede waziwa kakhulu kwezemidlalo kuze kubuya lokade i-charge ke umdlalo wencindi kade i-charge sibile kekha okunye okumangalisayo uTaurize Munya kuzobuya ke lo Beauty Mpofu waziwa ngokuthi ngu-CSB so be lapho i-CSB kitchen restaurants kuzobuya ke lo Meg Ndlovu okuthiwa ke wabulawa indoda uClifford Phiri khona ngale ke eNyamadlovu so ke abantu laba bahamba singakhohlwa ke ukuthi kulo Sandra Nyaira wayesebenza khonapha ke kustudio 7 kuzobuya ke lo Peter Banga laye othethwe umkhuhlane lo kuzobuya njalo lo Dewa Mavinga yena wayelwela ilungelo loluntu laye wahamba sibili labo ke abanye badlala inguqu abanye abatshabalalayo uMisek Marimo uDavid Mandikora enesibanda loJoe Mukabe so kulobuzima sizobona ke kwezombusazwe ke sibone umnumzana Tagus Monzora lo mnumzana Nelson Chamisa beloke bengani bayalwa belwela ke iMTC Alliance ibizo then ke uMonzora wagcina ke selithatha ke ibizo leli masikhangela ke okwenzakaleyo lamhlanje ke sikhuluma amavelas uJabulani Sibanda owaxotshwa kuZanu PF sebuyele njalo senguye phela umgcini sihlalo weBulawayo Province ubandla elibusayo so siyakhumbula ukuthi kuthiwa ke wathethisa uMgabe lomkakhe esithi phela sokule bedroom politics kwakungazani akusala nto enhle abanye abantu abayenze okunye okukhanyayo uMeli Ndlovu ojova ibhasikile esuke eJohannesburg wafika koBulawayo uzobuya ke ubaba kuthiwa nguSirizani Butawu udonsa ukukhipha abantu ebhasini kade sitsha itshele khona ngale kuHarare Mutare Road kuzobuya ke uJoseph Nomainsa umunye ndoda lapha wayesebenza ku-CID homicide section odubule wabulala abantu ababili kade bezama ukuthi batshontshe endlini yakhe omunye wabo belilunga leZimbabwe National Army kuzobuya ke singakhohlwa ukuthi iZimbabwe Warriors ikhona ngale ke kwele Cameroon bayadlala phela i-Africa Cup of Nations kuyafika khona ngale singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani so ke siyakhumbula Mavelas iZimbabwe Warriors zadlalanga kuhle kangako ku-Africa Cup of Nations ku-World Cup so ke kungani kulobuzima khona
aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chekupedzisira gore rino musi wechishanu December 31, 2021 nhasi chirongwa ichi ndechekuvharisa gore rino pano pastudio 7 palife talk tinokutendai kuti manga muinesu gore rese iri patanga tiine zvirongwa zvatanga tiinazvo asi nhasi chino ndechekupedzisira uyezve tirikutepfenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 saka tiri kuenderera mberi nhasi tichitarisa zvanga zviri kuitika munyika iro gore rino ra2021 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinotaura iro kuti pari zvino aiwa gore riri kupera zvakashata chaizvo nekuti tiri kuona kuti pane vanhu 30 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda recovid-19 muzuva ranhasi uyezve izvi zvaita kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vawanikwe ivo vachitaura kuti lockdown iri kuwanikwa iyo ichiwedzerwa kwemavhiki maviri vachitaura kuti covid-19 aiwa yakanganisa zvakawanda munyika tinotarisa kuti vanhu vanodaudzira 5,000 munyika vachisanganisirawo zvakare vamwe vari muhurumende vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubvira ratanga gore rapfuura saka tinotora mukana uno kuti tiingowanikwa isu tichibata maoko kune mhuri dzakarasikirwa nevanhu kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 takaona zvakare kuti panga paine vamwe vakawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri asi vasina havo kurwara nedenda iri recovid-19 vatiri kunyanya kutaura pari zvino ndevaNdumiso Gumede vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya iro vhiki rino uye zvino pari zvino vari kutochemwa tichitarisa zvakare kuti ipo pano pastudio 7 takawanika gore rino tichishayikirwa nemutori wenhau vaimboshanda pastudio 7 Sandra Nyaira akashaya kuZimbabwe tikazoshayikirwa zvakare naPeter Banga aizikanwa nezitare kuti Safari Njema ipo pano aiwani kwa iye achitora nhau dzevakare maranyanya takaona tichirasikirwa naye iro gore rino mavhiki apfuura iwaya takarasikirwa zvakare pano pa Studio 7 naDewa Mavhinga anga ari iye murwi wekodzero dzevanhu asi munhu wataitaura naye pano pa Studio 7 zuva nezuva takawanikwa achirasika iro gore rino tinotarisa zvakare kuti munhau dzebhora kune vamwe zvakare vakatisiya Mishiki Marimo, David Mandigora, Ernest Sibanda izvi navaJoe Mugabe aiwa tinoti ndavazorore murugare tombotarisa zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kuti takaona pane pakutatsurana panga kuri mubato reMDC tikaona vaDouglas Nonzora vachiti ivo vaakutora zita rekuti MDC Alliance uyezve tikavaona vachitora ivo mahofisi makuru emuHarare epamogen Tsvangirai House kana kuti paHarvest House pari zvino pavatori vari vachidzisa vanga varipo vana Nelson Chamisa theMDC Alliance saka tisatanyatsoziva kuti zvichafamba sei panyaya iyoyi yemazita totarisawo zvimwe zvakanakawo zvakaitika iro gore rino kunyanya mazuva apfuuraya takaona pane mukomana anoita izvekuchovha bhasikoro Mary Ndlovu akawanikwa achichovha bhasikoro rake kubva kusouth africa achisvika iye muzimbabwe kubulawayo achiti iye ari kuedza kuti ape vanhu dzidziso redenda rechirwere checovid-19 kwozouya zvakare vamwe vakaita mabasa akawanikwa iwo achirumbidzwa pasi rose ndakaona nyamwe vamwe vekusouth africa vanoita zvepasocial media vachirumbidza vamwe vekunze kwenyika nekumwewo vachirumbidza vasirizani Butau avo vakawanikwa ivo vachibatsira vamwe vanhu vakange vawanikwa vachikuvara munjodzi yebhazi muroad yekubva kuHarare ichienda kwaMutare ndakakwanisa kunge ndichivatumira WhatsApp message yavakatumira vakati for now auntie I have nothing that I can say but I need to heal physically emotionally and psychologically and need counseling and it's still too early to recite the incidents of that day please let me heal then we can have the interview saka ndavanyorera message nchiti regai tida kumbonzwa kuti zvakafamba sei vakati pari zvino asandangona kutaura kuti zvakafamba sei ndiri kutodawo kuti ndichiwanikwa ndichitaurawo navana mazvikokota kuti ndinyatsokwanisa kubatsirwa kuti nekuti handisi kurara handisi kuita zvinhu zvakawanda ndichifungidzira nekuona zvakawanika zvichiitika muzuva iri vamwewo zvakare vakawanikwa vachiita zvinoshamisira vakawanda munyika tingavapedze vese asi ngatisakanganwe kuti chikwata chemawarriors pari zvino chiri kucameroon kumutambo weafrica cup of nations pari zvino vakatosvika saka takatarisira kuti tinzwe kuti vachabuda sei tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti takaona chishamiso Samuel Eto'o uyo akambotambirawo anobva kucameroon ikoko ndiye watakaona achipiwa chigaro chekutungamira yatingati iye National Association Football Association yemucameroon saka tinotarisa kuti pane zvizhinji zvichasanduka asi tichange takatarisa kuti zvii zvichange zviri kubuda kucameroon
yes marvelous for us to pay respect to you know our respects to people who passed away we've got this lady who was attending Sis B's funeral work today in Bulawayo here it comes aya aya pumula kona ona kuteki leyo apo aya pumiswa iya Tabula Tano Tina So you are marvelous. The lady was really leading people into this kind of, song that is comforting to those that lost their relatives, those that lost their friends. You know, it's a song that is, sung in almost every funeral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is very comforting. And we know song and dance are always, punctuating some of these funeral works. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm. Very touching indeed. And she has a very beautiful voice. Such a good dedication there. Apotanga tupu is wakuba kumemu ya mzimai. Wangabari kuimba iye nasi parufu. Rekurangari rasi sibi. Avo wakati siya. Wangabari batama basa. Munzvimbo yekubula wayo. Saka wangabari kuimba ivo parufu. Urgo asi. Tova tatora mkana uno. Wekuti ruyo uru tukubwa taripa okune vamwe bakara sikirwa neyama neshamari dzavo iro gore rino ra 2021. May they rest in peace.
And we've got some special messages about the death of Ndumiso Kumete from some of the people who were football administrators. They include Lawrence Piri, Roger Mosha, and then we've got Vincent Pamere and others. Let's listen to this.
The icon of football administration is Zimbabwe. Not necessarily as Bulawayo from the Highlanders alone. Because my qualities, our leadership, our gifts, not all of us can be given the same gifts. But Kumete was exceptional. What he keeps, he gives you a gift. Seven Zalavantu, understand Avanti, humility, your corner, gave him an advantage of many other administrators because he was very successful. Why Shanganisa Wonke Lubuntu? He was very humble. And always happy. He knew Uti sport. You need to be professional and honest, and also be able to enjoy it.
Into kaka tegile wagiti. Yugut kona wonke umuntu kazazi ibizo lakhe aligcine libe clean. Ugumede wagcina ibizo lakhe clean. Akulanto ugumede ayisiba lenhloni ngayo empilweni. Ukumete wayengangena in any gathering, and wonke abantu you will see them smiling. Kati abaningi bafika kathesi ku-gathering bakhangela ukuthi kulabo bani, I can't stay here. Bagcina bephuma. Isifundo engisifunde kuGumede yikuthi live a clean life, be happy, ungabi nenhloni, and ube ku-public ukhululekile, ulale uthongo ukuzothile.
Ubonga kwakhe okuyenziwe kube khona. Uyabona isawuzi uma ngisenisoma usale inhlanyelo. Inhlanyelo ziyana ikhule ibe ngelinye isawuzi. Yinto esiyifunayo kulaba abatsha abakhulayo ukuthi ababe yintanga ifa ama-flowers anjengakaGumede.
UGumede azange athathe a single cent. Ngomuntu one engamelela ukuthi azange athathe a single cent from Zipa. Enguye wemkhulu wangkhona athathanga not even a single cent. Abanye wonke laba bagijimela ukuthenga izimoto ezinhle besebenze ezipa akwazi imali babe beyithathayo. UGumede azange abe la imoto
ezinhlebut umsebenzi wakho uyasikhulumela.
So there you are, marvelous. Some of the people talking about the late Ndumiso Kumede. He was a very, very big guy when it comes to, his energy, when it comes to his management and all these kind of things. So as we heard from Roger Mosha, there was Lawrence Piri, there was Ichinga Dube, and then we had Vincent Pamiri. Mm-hmm. All of them are praising him. I was saying he was a great man. And there's this thing that was said by Pamire, he noted that Kumete was not a rich guy, and he didn't have even a car.
I would agree to the last speaker because he appeared just very ordinary. He didn't want anything out of. He wasn't into the material like we see most people, saying I have a Lamborghini, I have this. No, mm-hmm. It was just him, but. Meeting him was just a pleasure in itself because he had a lot of good energy, always dancing, always, happy.
And I think you heard even Mushua saying that, whenever Kumete walked into a certain place, everyone would start smiling, you know, because he knew how to play his game. He was a jovial fellow.
Yeah.
He was a person who was all over the show. He could even sing, and he was sometimes a master of ceremonies in different places. And you would enjoy where Kumete was, because that was Kumete Wabantu. So that's what they called him, you know, Kumete Wabantu. And let's remember that we also have people that follow us every day. And let's listen to what this...
before we go, let me just translate.
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
What the previous speakers... Because remember, he was in Harare for a very long time.
Yes.
And I remember meeting him in Harare before he went to settle in Bulawayo as part of his work. Apo tanga tiri kunzwa vanyarikani vanga vari kutaura pamusoro pemuchakavhu vadhumiso Gumede vachitaura ivo kuti mabasa avakabata mazhinji asi anga asiri munhu aida kunyanyoratidza nyaya dzekuti ndine mari kana ndine motikari asi pese pavaisvika vaifadza vazhinji vaigona kutotanga kana kutamba vaigona kana kutongotanga kana kuimba uyezve vaikokwa kumitambo yakawanda kuita MC saka vazhinji vari kuvarangarira vachiti aiwa yatingati football fraternity uyezve nevanhu vakawanda varasikirwa nemunhu anga akanaka Gibbs.
He was a very, very lovely guy, and I think he's going to be laid to rest in Nyati, that is his rural area. You know, he never loved open life. He would say, you know, you urbanize, you've got a problem because you don't even wash pets in the morning, so you always wash cars. Those things are very noisy. And he didn't like the concrete jungle, like, you know, having these tall buildings and all those stuff, no? So he said he loved fresh air in rural areas. So as I was saying, we've got Tony Ndlovu, who stays in Kilani. It is a sort of like a small settlement. It's an illegal settlement. And this boy listens to Studio 7 every day. Listen to this.
Ibizo Desbong.
Ibizo, Tony Ndlovu.
Ndingasitela ngomsakazi we-Studio 7.
Umsakazi we-Studio 7 mina njengami mina ngokwami vele ngiyawuthanda kakhulu ngoba awula mpilo ukhuluma kubasha okuyabe kukhona ebantwini le ndawo yethu esiyabe sikiyo lizwe lethu ukuthi sihlezi njani iyakhipha nje kubasha kayihlihli. Yikho lathi sisithi engxenye yona iStudio 7 singathi lathi ibisivakatshela ngapha siyitshela ngodibo lokhu leyabantu senzakala kithi kungaphaka masinyane kube yini ludibo lembukelwa ngamanye amazwi ngoba iStudio 7 yona ikhanya istudio esiyobha amazwini ajikelele lihlanganisa lisithathekela ngawo.
Ngobani liyalibezwe emsakazweni e-Studio 7?
Ikakhulu umama nalo abathi Anastasia Dlovu. Nguye esiyasiyijayele kakhulu la elabanye bakhe nje. Hawu, besiba le ngxoxo bebuzana ngento ezisibili. Hawu, ezaba sijabulisa abantu sithi.
Siyabonga
baba. Siyabonga baba.
There you are. So this gentleman loves Studio 7, even if he lives in a sort of like squatter camp. He says, I love Studio 7 because it tells the truth. He does it every day. So he's got his small radio. He'll be listening to Studio 7 while in that so-called shack, you know. How about that?
I wapo tukunzwa mwe murume arikutaura iye. Arikutaura nemwe mutori wedu wenhawachiti anoteerera iye yatingati Studio 7 nepenyuro yedu achiti kunyange ari kwaari kugara ikoko zvinhu zvisina kunyanyomira zvakanaka asi zuva nezuva anoteerera Studio 7 saka tinokutendaiwo nemiwo makatitarisa nekutiteerera nekunge muchititeerera kwamuri ikoko.
So we've got some other people who talk to Ezra Jesus Banda and in Lower Kweru. You know, he was asking them about many issues like, what are you going to be doing next year? What are you doing right now? And all those kind of things. So here's one of the gentlemen who is a ruling party supporter. He's based in Lower Kweru. Here he comes.
Yeah, my name is Keith Asenjo. Yeah, Ulo. Hey, lapha nasi inkomo emajobo. Kunjani lo nyaka ezula?
Hayi, lo nyaka kungcono. Kungcono ngoba la zinkomo hayi zimbili.
zinqubekile
utshani buphangisile kunakwalo liphangisile
kudla
ngokutshani benkomo hhayi buphangisile babakhona
ngezakho lezi imuva lezi
baba
ngezakho lezi
hhayi lezi ngezomkhwenyane
ezomkhwenyane aha lapha ziyabe zisidla zinonile ngiyazibona lezi zakho lazo zinone kanje
ye hayi lenyaka hawu ungabona icakileyo iyangidlula ngegulayo
na ngumfana ufuna ukubopha lapha basop lapha ufuna ukubopha mfana uzenzani
ufuna ukuphina ukuthi zingabe zihamba
zihambahamba kunjani isigabeni sakho lapha sentawuni hlofu
hayi
lo nyaka izulu belingekho lizavula
lo nyaka izulu linile isikhathi sisesekho
ye
abantu bangalima hayi bavuna bangalima bayavuna ukuthi nje abantu sesazijwayeza nje ukuthi siphonguyeke ethisa ukuthi sesiphuza ukulima kodwa hhayi nxa ujanuwari engakapheli kuyalimela
lisezabuya futhi
ye hhayi izulu lisesekhona lisesekhona ngoba into esiyesabayo khonapho ujanuwari angafika kuma-15 kulokhu kumanzi phansi hhayi siyavuna ngoba kathesi ungakhangela omunye umumbu usiyathila saqala ukuhlanyela omunye ye watsha ngoba sathi limali lokuqala lwana liya omunye sasulimi lomlutshwane watsha kodwa ke hhayi owasalayo usiyaphutha iviki ezimbili omunye uyawusuthilile
ukhangelele umnyaka lwesingena kwaka-2022 ukhangeleleni kakhulu wena
uyazi ukuthi bengikhangelele ukuthi ngayo into ziyaguquka kube kulungi ngoba anto yabona kunje lapha kithi imigwaqo siphelile ndoda ya siphile bake bazama sibili kulungilungisa lo ishagare lapha kodwa ke yi-one side ngoba ngapha susiya kithi angamagodi sihamba phakathi kwamagodi amanzi
amagodi amanzi
kula mgwaqo akufika mgwaqo shuwa
kona ezombangazo zimi njani lapha kulwa budlwangudlwangu liphila njani
hhayi
thina lingabe bandla elibusayo
ye thina singabe bandla elibusayo hhayi budlwangudlwangu kithi lapha hhayi lokhu esaqalisayo nje into zombangazi hhayi ngapha kulaba abancebane hhayi iyakhulumelwana nje kuphela
lapha ukhona kunje nje kuyaholwa abanye bayahola abanye bade banikwa kuliqinise linganani
hhayi ukuhola bayahola nje bonke abantu ngoba kuyakhangelwa ngesigaba ngosobhuku ngosobhuku ukuthi usobhuku abe isinani lakhe labantu kungaba yi-50 kumbe 40 uyabe khetha laye abaswela kakhulu
yibo abangasobe inhlanganiso yakho baya-athola
ya akukhethi
alibavaleli
There you are, marvelous. So this gentleman is in Lower Gweru. So what he's talking about here is what he's experiencing in rural areas. He belongs to the ruling party, and he says many people are getting food aid. There's no discrimination. He's almost in the same area where there's an elderly woman who claimed that she was being discriminated because she supported MTC Alliance. So he's also talking about rains. He said, you know what, he's still hopeful that the rains will fall and he will cultivate a lot of crops. But he's complaining about roads. He says, come 2022, he hopes that the government will take action and do something about the roads. And he says, at the moment, there are no political clashes between the MTC, ZANU-PF, and other people and other parties. So he's hopeful for the coming year.
Apo tangatiri kunzwa munyarikani wedu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti kunzvimbo yavari pari zvino vakagara zvavo zvakanaka asi dambudziko ririko idambudziko remigwagwa vanoti ivo vari kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende uyezve vari kuti hapasati pane kutatsurana kana kuti makakatanwa pakati peMDC nezanupf asi ivo vanoti vanowanikwa ivo vachitsigira bato rezanupf asi Gibbs I had a conversation this week earlier on with the leader of Forage Irene Manyara. She was saying that when she went to the rural areas, people were now wearing ZANU-PF, like t-shirts and caps so that they can receive food aid. So it's interesting what we're seeing coming out. But of course, the ZANU-PF itself, we had also Mr. Mavima on Studio 7 saying that they were not aware of this. If anybody had any incidences where this is happening, they should report to the party. So it's interesting to hear this from someone on the ground.
Yes, we also have an MTC Alliance member. We're talking about what he's experiencing, in Lower Gweru. Here he comes.
Yeah, mnumzana unjani hlangana lapha ke wena waliphi bandla?
Ah, siyaphila kunjani mfowethu?
Yeah.
Yeah, mina ngiwe MTC.
Yeah.
Yeah, ngaba kutshangirai. Alliance.
The Alliance.
Yeah, bengingu-chairperson wama youth for past 15 years.
Oh.
Yes.
Igama uba?
Igama lami nguSibohle Mike Slander.
Right. Yes. Laba Slander, uthi ngalokho kwenzela elizweni, ubona njani?
Lilizwe lakithi leli selimi manzonzo lelo. Belilizwe elihle kakhulu. Lathi sikhangela ukuthi ngesikhathi ubaba uTsvangirai eqala into ze politics years. Bese sithi lilizwe esalithuthukisa. Libe lilizwe elihle kakhulu. Kodwa eish. Kunzima. Kunzima imisebenzi akula. Abantwana osisi bethu abasalotsholwa. Sokunzima kakhulu lapha elizweni.
I-development ninjani kodwa ngokhaya?
So far nge-development vele eZimbabwe lapha ngathi vele kakusela. Ya ngoba sikhangethi even lama MPs ethu ama-MDC, ama-councillors ethu ay-MDC angaba lama-proposals ale-development ayakrashwa. So end of the day time akulanto ephumayo.
Ama-elections la abuya ngomnyaka lwana ka-2023 ubona njani?
Ama-elections siyawathanda and siyawafuna kodwa indaba yawo layo yokuthi bona abayiwa abazibambileyo phezulu laphana loba bengadliwa loba bewinile lo asisakwazi ukuthi bawinile kumbe badliwe. So ama-elections thina siyawafuna ngoba sikhangelele ukuthi sitshintshe i-government.
So ama-MDC njani nasemaningi abantu bathi bashiya amavoti kuyadividwa amavoti so kuyahamba njani lapho i-MDC yabeyiyo yiphi?
I-MDC eyiyo yiyo thina siyazina le esayitshilwa ngobaba uTsvangirai ebikadi ibanjwe umfana lo omncane lo ongesi othandwa lizwe lonke. Ibizo lomuntu liyadula kodwa umfana omncane. Yes, yes, bathi Chamisa. Ungahamba emakhaya ngapha ugogo wathi Chamisa hayi lo khanya uyathandwa abantu. So kade sikukhangelele nje ukuthi ama papers akhe kumbe yatshintsha ibizo kumbe utshintshani akwenze masiyamba
sihamba laye katshintsha
ibizo. Yes, sihamba laye, sihamba laye
engathi nezililitsha zihamba laye.
Sihamba laye ngoba thina sikukhangeleleyo intuthuko yakusasa njalo ngiye sikhangele ukuthi angasithuthukisa. Yes,
emathebeleland le amanye amaphathi awabone ngenza lutho. Hayi
hayi vele amaphathi mina engiwaziyo lapha eZimbabwe ngazi amaphathi amabili engathi amathathu. Eyokuqala yi-MDC Alliance ekuthungamelwa ngoba uChamisa. Bese sigile ZANU-PF yale yiye sibulalayo ku-development. Eyinye AC3 le ngapho ngokuthi hayi and others.
They are marvelous. He's a very, you know, very clever guy. So you heard him saying that he used to be the leader of the MDC youth and now he is a member of the party. His name is Sibohle Mike Slander. Says things are not going well in Zimbabwe. There are no jobs. There's no development. If ever any MDC alliance person tries to bring forth some kind of proposals, they are normally crushed by the ruling party. But it's hopeful that 2023, his party may displace ZANU-PF from power. And then he says the only MDC that he knows is the one that was left by Tsvangirai, and that's the MDC alliance led by Nelson Chamisa. So Chamisa should change the name of the party right now, and they are going to follow him. So, but he's also worried about something else. Says many young girls are not getting married.
I heard that part.
He's very concerned. You know, he's very concerned.
Getting married, yeah. I guess there's no money circulating.
Yeah, go ahead, Novus.
Very
yeah.
Interesting. They apo tangatu kunzwa kubakuna wasibanda wanoti iwo. Inengo ye MDC Alliance. Yakasiwa nava Tsvangirai uyezve irikutungamirwa nava Nelson Chamisa varikutaura ivo kuti kune matambudziko mazhinji avari kutarisana nawo mudunhu ravo asi ari kunyanyovarwadza inyaya yekuti hakuna yatingati development uyezve kuti madzimai kana kuti vana vechisikana vazhinji vari munzvimbo iyoyo havasi kuroorwa saka tidai tawana mukana taizovabvunza kuti ko sei. Asi vataura ivo kuti chiri kuvarwadza zvakare inyaya yekuti vamwe vadare veMDC Alliance vakakwanisa kunge vaine mastrategy kana madevelopment papers avo havanenge vari kuda kuti vada kugadzirisa nzvimbo havasikuwanikwa vachitsigirwa nehurumende izvi zviri kuvarwadza asi vataura zvakare vazobvunzwa kuti saka imi muri veMVC iti anokuti tinoona dzakati wandei vakati ini yangu ndeyekwa Nelson Chamisa vakati vamwe vakuru nyanya vana mbuya nevamwewo vanenge vachiti tsamisa asi vachitivo asi vanenge vari kuziva kuti vari kureva vaNelson Chamisa uyezve vakakurudzira kuti dai vachamisa vakwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachichinja zita repati yavo vakati kunyange vachamisa vakachinja zita repati iyi vacharamba vachivatevera sezvo vari nhengo yeMDC Alliance uyezve vakambenge vachishanda vari kubazi revechidiki
and wegote aguy who may be a first time voter you know who also spoke to you know as a teacher listen to this interview is very interesting because he says he was actually approached by some Zanu-PF people and he was convinced that he should join the party just here
he comes Loidube unja loidi wena usese mucha ukora kwezimbangazo
yeah
uli pibandla
yabuya
ile Zanu-PF wena nje umuntu omusha kangaka sela kwenzela leli bandla
hayi ngikona ngene kathesa ngabe ngiyekho isikhathi
uli pibandla
ade vele ngiyele
ngoba vela zawungena kwezimbangazo
ngabe ngiyekho
so uzaqala ukuvota ngo 2023
yeah
ubona njani isimo selizwe ku right vote
hayi isimo selizwe
manje ubona nibandla kwaza kulungisa lokhu kungenile
hayi zama ngazi ngingenile ukuthi ngizamiswa ngazo kuzaphuma nazo ukuthi senze
foko wenza nempilo nesebenza
hayi sinasebenza
wenza
hayi ukuthi
uphila ngani manje
hayi noma ukuthi job kubambabamba nje
azokusebenze vele
bale form 2014
wabharu form 4 2014 aza kusebenza ekholeji indaba yokuswela
indaba yokuswela nemsebenzi yakhona
kunjena nje ngendaba yokuthi gawula msebenzi lapha nje libona libaningi ebandleni lakho useliqasa ukhampeni la
hayi ya ukhampeni angikwazi mina nami njengomuntu omutsha
ungene ngokuthanda uma ungene kwesaba
hayi ngena ngokwesaba nje
ungene
ngayo ukuthi abantu engihamba nabo bonke vele bakhona lapho so zami bangathi sihambe siyefika ngale
okay wasungena la
so bengingathola abanye ukuthi bangantshela ngokuthi ubuhle balokhu ngangapha yilokhu lalokhu ubuhle bangapha yilokhu
laba yibakutshele kuphela
hayi laba yona yiwaqala ukufika kimi so
vele intombi iyaqala ukufika ukukhombisa intombi akhonjwa so sebakhonjwa la
laba sebesabakhona
so
Right, marvelous. I think you hate him. You know, he says he was approached by, excuse me, by Zanu-PF members, and these are people that are always around him. So they told him, you know, all is good in Zanu-PF, and so he said, okay, I thought of joining them, and he doesn't know what is happening right now with the party. He says they have started campaigning and all those kind of things. And he says he's going to be a first-time voter, and things right now, are not working well in Zimbabwe because there are no jobs. There's nothing that he's doing at home. He spends the whole day doing almost nothing, you know. And he says he's hoping that maybe in 2022 things may change. So he wrote his O levels in 2014, but he's not sure what is going to happen to him. And he's just waiting to see what is going to happen to him in the near future.
Apo tukunzwa mukomana wechidiki ari kutaura kuti iye akawanikwa achitaurwa naye neveZanu-PF uyezve pari zvino ari kuti ndobato raari kutsigira asi achitaura zvakare kuti akanyora mazamamission ake muna 2014 asikusvika pari zvino haasati akushanda uyezve anoshuvira iye kuti mugore ra 2022 zvinhu zvichafanduka asi ndiwo ava vamwe vevamwe vari kupinda mukuvhota kekutanga mugore ra 2023
Yes, let's take a short break with a bit of music so that we can you know drink a little bit of water and come back shortly. So this is Clement Magwaza. He was at a certain wedding, you know, performing there. He's a very popular guy.
Thank you.
That's what happens when people are very happy, marvelous. So you can see that Magwaza is rocking there, you know, right?
I like that. I think that's the way I will go into 2022 today.
Yeah, because, you know, Kevin Magwaza is a jive rumba artist and he's been in the business for a while now. And he does what he does best, you know, when he's just among the people there.
Ah, that's really good. It made me happy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now let's go back to Ezra Jesus Banda and get what he was doing with the people in Lower Kweru. So he actually witnessed some people getting some kind of, food assistance from the government. Let's have this briefly and see what is going on.
We follow the welfare lapar in the 1000 and property development and animal welfare. We go on to the Samasta Village MP. Guys, so that's what happens when people are getting food, and this is going to continue in 2022 in Lower Kweru, because as far as the government officials are concerned, they need this kind of food assistance to people who haven't had any good harvest in the past few seasons. But last year, many people actually had a very good harvest. But there are indications that maybe the crops won't be too good this year in terms of the yields. So they are going to appeal for assistance.
Uh-huh.
So this gentleman that was talking to Ezra, you know what you were saying was,
no.
There are some people who are not getting food right now
mm-hmm.
Because they were skipped by the computer. You know this kind of thing. Saying you were skipped by a computer, you know. So... So in certain areas, there are some people's names that get stuck off the register. Deliberately, then you are told, no, you escaped by a computer. So the gentleman gets about 50 kg for his family. I think they are roughly about 5. So he gets 50 kg bag of meal and other things like cooking oil and so forth. So, but he hopes that maybe 2022 he'll be able to support his family without getting such assistance.
Mhm. Aiwa patanga tirikunzwa kubva kune vamwe baba vari kutaura ivo kuti munzvimbo yavanogara ivo varikupiwa 50 kg yehupfu nekuti vane vana 5 saka vanga varikuti 10 kg pamunhu wega wega uyezve vanga varikutaura ivo kuti pane vamwe vakawanikwa vasiri kutopiwa rubatsiro urwu sezvo masavo anga atimo mukompyuta pakauya rubatsiro urwu asi vari kuti ivo muna 2022 vanoshuvira kuti vakwanise kunge vachizvishandirawo vachikwanisawo kuzowanikwa vachifidha mhuri yavo vasina rubatsiro rwavanotora kubva kuavo vari kuvabatsira.
And what a lady who supports the ruling ZANU-PF party who is very happy that she is in rural areas but unhappy that there are not jobs. So here she comes.
Kunjani mama? Izumbani?
Unompilo Sibanda.
Yebo Nompilo Sibanda.
Yebo
ninjani? Wena yini la?
Mina ngile youth.
Elani?
Ele ZANU-PF.
Uyithe ZANU-PF hamba yena esigabeni sakho.
Hayi. Esigabeni kuright.
Kuright.
Ubona
njani abantu bakhala vela bathi amanyethi kala msebenzi wena njengeZANU-PF futhi
nakathesi kawukho umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi
manje uthini vela
sithi sicela nje umsebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi sisemakhaya sosibona ukuthi
umiza buza ukuthi manje kuZANU-PF ngena msebenzi uhlalele
kuthi ngihlezi kuphela kade ngingathini
awudingi amanye amabandla
hayi amabandla kangiwadingi
okay
ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuZANU-PF ngibambelele khonapho
So ubambelele la.
Nya kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
KuZANU-PF.
Umnyaka ka 2023 ubona ngale yawina.
Ngikhangelele khonoko.
Kodwa ubona ngale ngawina kodwa kulula.
Kakhulu.
Utsho ngani?
Nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakala nje sikhangele nje. Lalapho sihlangana khona nje singamayuthi singabadala hayi. Sikhanya sibisi inamba enengi kakhulu siyawina.
Wona wasebenza.
Hayi.
Awasebenza.
Eh.
Kaloku uzasebenza kodwa
asanga engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni ya 2023 sizaqalisa
zingathi nje sisaqalisa kazika
alili kodwa
hayi akusikalili abantu asazi ngibekhona siya kulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
kwini wawutshela abanye amayouth asakhulayo
na amanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sicelacele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khonapha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye sithole singakwenza.
So there you are, marvelous. She's a ZANU-PF youth and she's enjoying herself in rural areas, unemployed, but hoping to be employed one day. So she says there are no jobs, but everything is okay at the moment, according to Nompilo Sibanda. And she says she's in ZANU-PF because she's ZANU-PF. She's not looking for any other party. She says, and based on her kind of analysis, ZANU-PF will win in 2023. But she wants to work, you know, at the end of the day. They haven't started their political campaigns, but she's looking forward to a very, very good year, 2022.
Apo tanga tichikunzwa kubva kune mumwe musikana wechidiki ari kutaura iye kuti anowanikwa iye achitsigira bato reZANU-PF akabvunzwa nemutori wedu wenhau kuti kosei akati ndo bato randinofarirawo uyezve akati kunyangwe pari zvino asina basa akagara kumba haana zvaari kuita asi ari kutarisira kuti muna 2023 ZANU-PF bato rake richahwina zvakare.
Yes, njalo ke marvelous, there are some people who are entirely dependent on gold mining. And we've got a gentleman here who is doing exactly that in an area near where Ezra was. And this guy says there's no job except to do this kind of gold panning. And he says there are so many people who are doing this kind of job.
I'm going to just in Chava. Hey, when's that? I'm going to go okay, but usithele konke phela amatithi ethu wenzana wenzana ukuthi uphila njani. Heyi ngiphila ngokugebha ndoda ikuwumphisa ugebhani phela ikozizo ulithengeze ngalo ulithengeze emayini ezimayini ezenza ebantwini abathengayo hayi umayini
uimayiniba
isamro kumayini kuentengisa kona
kunjani kodwa ubunzima okukhona ehlala nabo lapha thina
awungeni usana kore kubanjika kube akwa akuphileke ukuthebheni lapho kuba emamayini endawo lama price angikhona ebhodi kwenzeni amabhoni izinto zathengeke ngamabhoni
libanjelwa njani ngazi libanjela
kunje kuthengwa amabhonda kuthengwa ngeyusa igold ngeyusa yi 50 something 52 but you find ukuthi wona boneke imali wangkhona bathenga amabhonda babe kufanele ukuthi bakuthenge nama 20 something befake ibhond xa surate ngoba hayi into zangkhona nzima
wena ule muli
imbuli layo
ubaphilisa njani
hayi kuncengisa tshisa akulo kwenzayo kuncengisa
uncengisa ubamba bamba lapha nalapha
lapha nalapha
kwenzela kuthiwa kugcwele kathi esingelibona bagcwele lapho ugweja liyenza njalini alilwi kuthiwa liyalimaza
hayi
so Marvelous say he's saying there are no fights these days among the Gwejas, you know, they call them Gwejas, the Makorokozas in Isintu. So now, there's a lot that he says they are facing, and one of the issues is on the pricing system that is being done by a local mine. It says they're being cheated, paid in bonds, yet they are supposed to get money in US dollars.
Chora, nevamo varpita zvehu gweja kana kuti korokoza vari kutaura ivo kuti vane dambudziko rekuti mari yavari kubhadharwa pane goridhe ravanenge vachera vari kubhadharwa mari iyi nemabhondi kana kuti RTGS uyezve uremu hwemari iyi haubatsiri nekuti vanga vari kuda kuti vabhadharwe nemari yekunze kuitira kuti vakwanisewo kuchengeta mhuri dzavo asi vanga vari kutaurawo kuti pari zvino havasi kuwanikwa ivo vachirwisana pane zvavo sezvaimboitika munguva yapfuura vanhu vari kushanda havo zvakanaka asi chiri kunetsa imari yavari kubhadharwa pagoridhe ravanenge
vachi. Now to end the show today we've got Maskandi who is an upcoming Maskandi who is appealing for assistance.
Sanibonani mbakwethu usobancane lokhulumayo eplumtree wazimnyama ngithangizwakalisa ukubonga kwami kakhulu kini abantu bakithi enisupportile impela ngokubuka kakhulu kazi ividiyo yethu sineqhawe lami umuntu oza sithi sibonge kakhulu engathi lingelula kakhulu isandla kakhulukazi besikhalela mpela isponsor nje sokuthi sirekhode nongakwazi ukuthi mhlawumbe asitholele iy'ntambo kwasona isiginqi ngitholele sesixhunywa layini emuva okanye ngitholelento ngoba kusebenza ngalento okuthiwa yi-pick up so ibisebenza ngomagnethi siba ney'nkinga zokuthi iy'ntambo kazibambi nezishayo siyashoda kakhulukazi siyashoda njengabantu abasemakhaya siyashoda kakhulu besicela mpela uxhaso kodwa ke siyabonga kakhulu kakhulu sithi awusandla sedlula ikanda webakwethu siyabonga kakhulu ngibonge kakhulu neqhawe lami kwazi ukuthi nisebenzelani noma nje isaselincane ayi ngiyabonga kakhulu
mina ngumuntuza okhulumayo phansi kwazinyama la ngiphuma khona bengilesifiso sokukhipha ingoma zikamasikandi kungaba khona umuntu nje ongasinceda mhlawumbe sithole isponsor yabo
There you are, marvelous. I think they deserve to be, you know, supported somehow. You know, they are in Zimnyama communal lands in Plumtree, so they are appealing for help from people there.
I wapo tukona baba ni mwana vari kuzimnyama ku Plumtree vanoita zvekuridza magitare vachitaurawo dambudziko ravanaro vachitivo vari kukumbira rutsigiro apo tiri kuvharisa gore ra 2021 tichipinda muna gore ra 2022. Tinoda kutora mukana uno wekutitenda mese manga muinesu iro gore rino. Tinoziva kuti mabhanduru aiti dhurei asi maiuya pano pese patanga tiine maprogramu edu. Tinokutendai.
Thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our show today. We thank the Ezra Jesus Wanda in Bulawayo for providing all these videos that we're using. We should thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here, including Ndlovu, who is at Kilani Squatter Camp. I think it deserves a small radio and all other Zimbabweans. So signing off from Maryland and wishing you a very happy and prosperous 2022, this is Gibbs Dube saying goodbye.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye here in Washington, D.C. saying, hey, have a very great 2022. And this is my last program this year. See you next year, God willing. And today, don't drink and drive. Please wear your mask, social distancing. COVID is still there.
Bye-bye.